5. You can't change a child's behavior by using force. Introduction. In America, children are well protected by law. If parents beat or kick their kids, and the police know that, the bruises on the kids can cause the parents to be put in jail. Or sometimes the children will be separated from being with their parents and put in a social service if the parents maltreat them. Sometimes the parents are punished, even when they have not harmed a child, but the authorities believe the parents have done wrong. Sample sentences. 1. Have you ever asked your relatives, friends, neighbors, or colleagues at work about what kind of child care they use?
2. Does the kindergarten plan activities every day?
3. Are the children you see absorbed in what they are doing?
4. In general, the more adults there are, the more likely it is that your child will receive individual attention and adequate supervision at all times.
5. I know you want to have the feeling of security.
6. Regarding our son's behavior, I suggest that he be treated with patience, affection, and respect.
7. Doug and Beth often threaten very quickly to punish their son if he behaves differently from their expectations.
8. I think you already realize that punishment does not always produce good children, and many times harshness produces maladjusted children.
9. I assure you that the way to teach our boy to be a good person is for the adults around him to see the good in him.
10. Children learn to be happy by learning how to think.
Conversations. 1.
I don't want you to be worried, but our son has some bad habits now. He says painful words every day.
What words? Can you tell me?
He says, kick mommy, beat mommy, don't want mommy, very quickly if I do something he doesn't like. You know, if I wash his face or change his clothes. Things like that.
Honey, I don't know what to tell you. Of course, Tony is a young child, but do not underestimate his ability to learn and reason.
Yes, but sometimes he is just not reasonable.
I suggest you treat him with patience, affection, and respect. If he needs to do something, like go to bed or be washed, etc., please guide or help him to get it done, but lead him with gentleness.
It's easy to say, but I will try.
Motivate Tony to cooperate by rewarding his good behavior. Do not emphasize punishment for bad moods, etc. Do not threaten him with punishment if he resists the actions you desire.
I know my parents sometimes threaten to punish him, but this doesn't work. Instead, he picks up another bad habit. 2. Paul, you were also a parent of young kids before. So can you tell me what you did when your kids didn't behave very well?
I know Mark is your only child. You may do it differently from what I did. Sometimes I would tap their hands when they made troubles.
I do it too. You know, sometimes when we eat, my child will pull a dish towards him and grab it with his hands and eat. And if it is something he doesn't like, he will spit it out and throw it into other dishes. He does it very often. I really get mad. I can't help spank him sometimes.
And what does your husband do?
My husband is an American. He criticizes me when I do that. He says that I can't change a child's behavior by using force. He is learning what I am doing now.
But spoiling a child is not going to do him good either. You've got to have patience with him and teach him. It's not easy, I know. It's hard.
Yeah, I'm still learning how to control his behavior and my temper. My child is almost 2 years old, and I've learned the distraction technique when he cries for something.
Words and expressions. 1. Underestimate.
2. Affection.
3. Motivate.
4. Cooperate.
5. Reward.
6. Threaten.
7. Resist.
8. Tap.
9. Grab.
10. Spank.
11. Spoil.
12. Distraction.